Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John chapter 15 verse 2.
The methods of the Lord's prunings should be understood by all the branches, otherwise they may be discouraged and droop and fail to bring forth the proper fruitage. It would appear that the great husbandman prunes the branches of the Christ sometimes by taking away earthly wealth or property, or sometimes by hindering cherished schemes and plans. Sometimes he prunes us by permitting persecution and the loss of name and fame, and sometimes by permitting the loss of earthly friendships toward which the tendrils of our hearts extended too strongly. Many others of the Lord's dear people have found some of their most valuable lessons on the bed of affliction. Such prunings, instead of causing discouragements, should be to us, rightly understood, sources of encouragements. We realize that when we have these special prunings, it is an evidence that the Father himself loveth us and is caring for our best interests. Reprint 35:45. The text again.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John chapter 15 verse 2.